Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are discussing Loki, episode 1, Glorious Purpose. All that and more after that we have no control over.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe Podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
And in our producer chair today, we have the lovely Ashley Kaufman. How you doing, Ash?
I am so happy.
Yeah? Tell us all about it.
I mean, wow. It's like, we really broke the movie down. We watched the trailers a bajillion times, and I don't know. I was expecting a certain thing.
Movie.
I know. It felt like a movie. Definitely. That's what like I just kept saying to Ken, was this felt like a movie. It just felt like a continuation of the story they started with all our favorite people.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was back.
All of our friends.
They did change his wig, and I'm okay with it. But I don't know. It was different than what I was expecting, and that was so refreshing.
Mm.
Right.
I agree. It was very different. Like, I think it's just all the things I thought happened. Like we talked about last night, how like we really nailed a lot of the, based on the trailers and our discussions, we really nailed a lot of the things that we knew would happen. But like witnessing it and the great acting of Tom Hiddleston and the really, really great acting of Owen Wilson in this, like he's such a great grounded force. And like seeing Loki, this like, it has Umbrella. We've talked about it a number of times. It has Umbrella Academy vibes, and like it's got that weird bureaucracy against the superhero thing. It's like so strange, such a strange vibe. And I'm just really digging it. Really, really digging it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I God. Excuse me. On the second watch, I was like picking out all the numbers and all the little things that were very likely Easter eggs. And I was just like, write that down, you know, type that into the notepad, like go look that up later. There was one that was like, what law he violated or what like sacred timeline violation, he had violated, and it was like 7/20/89. I'm like, that's a year. That's a month and year. Like, I have to go find that right now.
I was sure that had to, what was it? What comic came out that day?
Well, there's a Thor comic that happened, in July of 89 that involved the Fantastic Four, the Negative Zone, and, Annihilus. And
yeah,
that sort of stuff.
Oh, they're going to take us down those rabbit holes.
Not to get too much into comic speculation, because that got us in big trouble in WandaVision, but
I have some stuff to say about that.
Sure. Sorry.
Calm yourself.
I don't know what happened.
No, I think that there's a lot of things this could be. But I keep hearing like all this stuff. There's a lot of teases for other things, and like the TVA is obviously like what the show is about, but I keep hearing that the TVA that we're witnessing is not very similar to the TVA. I think BVK said that last night. It's not that similar to the TVA from comics. And it makes me wonder if like the TVA is just the door that they're using to sort of get to another, like who are these space lizards? And if it's the Living Tribunal, which we discussed, or is it whoever, like who are the space lizards? It's got me wondering.
I like that Marvel will if they're going to go down that road, change things for people who are comic fans so that it's still different and new for us. Like, we know what you're doing and we like it.
Like, I don't
go ahead, take that story.
I don't like it if they combine like a bunch of different characters into one, because like you could throw one in, you know, in with a different character that, you know, I liked that character before. I thought their interaction was interesting, but maybe I guess they haven't had enough interaction in the comics to like really justify keeping them as their own character. But still, like, it gets to the point, you know, we're what, 12 years, 13 years into the MCU now. Like, if you keep combining characters all over the place, you're going to run out of characters. And I, like, I'm only just now getting worried about that.
I don't think they're going to run out of characters. No. I think we're okay.
I mean, there's a few.
They have our lifetime's worth of characters in movies. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. They also can repurpose and reorganize and recontextualize characters they've already used. And then they're also constantly creating characters still to this day. Like, there's the characters we grew up on.
Yeah.
And there's characters like Miles Morales, who's just in the last, what, 10 years? Or so, like 2009 or something like that. Was Miles Morales?
Yeah, once we get past the 90s, I have no idea.
That's Miles, and there's tons of good mile. You can get a lot of mileage out of that, you know.
You did there.
I like it. I like it.
So dumb,
but worked so well.
That was a really well-seeded pun.
You have Jeff's approval.
What? I got the actual dad's approval on my dad joke. I like it. I like it.
Yep.
Well, like, did you guys talk about the Mephisto in the room earlier this morning?
I think we, yes. I don't know, to be honest.
Not enough? Tell me what you're thinking, Ash.
What I'm thinking is it's really goddamn rude of them to keep doing this to us. Because I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask for it, okay? They put out a thing that said, we're not doing this. And I kind of vaguely remember, I might be wrong, but the picture in that article was not the same picture that it showed when it showed the demon in the glass again. I don't know. And I was just like, and then she literally is like, the devil's bearing gifts. I'm like, this is a troll now. Like, where is Ashton Kutcher? I'm done.
Well,
what is this?
But the devil that they apparently are talking about in that moment is another Loki, apparently, right?
I mean, I guess so. They said they had several problems to deal with. You wouldn't think there'd just be one.
Well, no, I think this one problem, they definitely have other things going on in the TVA, but it does seem like Owen Wilson's character is running down this case, which seems novel. Like, I don't know how novel it is. You got to imagine, these characters in the TVA are powerful enough to take on Loki and, like, not even... He's completely owned by them, right? They completely own him the entire time. He never has a chance against the TVA.
Not the entire time.
Well, he gets away for a second, but even the, like, even the guy in the office isn't scared of him, you know? Like, the guy in the office is like, hey, what's up, buddy?
He's like, I'm going to gut you like a fish. And he's like, what's a fish?
I don't think they ever... he seems like a lower life form. Like, he is what... He is to them what humans are to him. Does that make sense? Like, he thinks of humans as these lower life forms, and now suddenly he's on the other side of that. They have complete control of him. He has no choices in the matter, and like, it's an uncomfortable place for him to be. But I gotta imagine, if someone is able to fight at that level where they're taken out to the TVA on a regular basis, they've lost what they said, four teams or something like that, and then in the episode they lost two more. Like, they're losing these TVA teams left and right. I can't imagine that happens often. Like, this seems like it's going to a novel thing that's happening to the TVA. They're under attack.
They did crush the Mephisto thing a little bit at the end by showing that what I think is Lady Loki. But why do they keep doing that is my question.
The way I see it, there's two possibilities. Either we believe the person who made WandaVision, or we don't.
Oh, I don't. Them saying that they never heard of them, I do not believe that.
Okay.
100%.
Because there's no way that you can look into these characters and not know who Mephisto is. Erroneous.
Well,
erroneous on both counts.
I agree. It's pretty unlikely, depending on how far you go. Because I feel like if you are a TV writer, and this is not a thing you've ever, like, worked on or worried about, like, the Mephisto of it all doesn't come in until after the story of, like, I'm right about that. Like, The children later are like
Mephisto has to do with the kids, though.
But like he does, but that's like later on after the story that he's telling, or like the writer was telling. So I can imagine a writer being like, "I'm reading these stories that I'm pulling this from, and I'm not going to go into like the future stuff." Anyway, my point is, it's either that, either he does, he literally had never heard of it, and he had no idea it was going to cause the fire. All the devil talk was going to cause a firestorm. He was just making devil imagery because witches, right? Or, yeah. And then in that case, this Loki trailer also existed long before WandaVision was out. Like that Loki, that Loki stained glass existed before this. This was all made before. So like maybe Marvel like mistakenly teased Mephisto so hard, and then people like us and new rock stars and all these people like went so hard at it. A new rock stars put a video out today that said, "Who is this?" And it was the stained glass window in big bold letters. It said, "It's not Mephisto."
I feel like I want some compensation from Disney then for the misleading me like, so right? hard. It was even like, they're like, "We never heard of Mephisto, but we're going to put this like shot for shot screen of a fly the same way it like was in the comic thing, but we never heard of him." Anyway. Mm-hmm.
So like, yes, that's possible. Or they're just lying.
That was option one. This is option two.
Yeah, they're lying.
They're lying.
They're just lying. And it's what this they do, is man. All leading to Mephisto. I agree. I hope you're right. Well, I kind of hope
it's
you're
like,
right.
If you would say, "I read about that, but that was not the direction we were going," I would believe you. But to be like, "I've never heard of this character ever."
I don't know what Mephisto is.
It sounds...
does strain incredulity.
Smells like bullshit.
Yeah. Suspension of disbelief is getting kind of dropped here.
But...
Hey, don't consolation prize though. The end, they so gave you they gave you entirely clothing free Tom Hiddleston.
Okay. Mm. So I have a new favorite character in the Marvel universe, and it is that robot. I want to be Magneto so I can control that robot and call forth whichever Marvel character I wish and do that to them. Whoosh.
I knew it.
What'd you say? Whoosh. Whoosh.
Hold still. Whoosh.
Hold still. Whoosh.
So funny.
But I have to be Magneto to do that. So, yes. Again, why Magneto is my favorite Marvel character.
I was like, this is another thing that Ashley has said that she would do if she had Magneto's powers. Like, there's the cars on the road. Obvious. Crush. Move. You know,
bye.
Cut me off again. You won't.
Yeah.
But then there's this, like, finer point here. Of controlling this robot to disintegrate the clothing.
All the clothes. And then it was already too late. I'd seen everything.
Oh, good old Patrick Stewart. Sir Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, Catherine Ray had just said, "How good was the clothing vaporizing laser?" So good.
He did not stand nearly... still enough for my taste. If you're using a laser that removes all of the clothing, they were like, stand perfectly still, and he was like, "What?" I was like, "What are you doing?
Your nuts are in the way. Don't do that.
Don't maneuver at all. Let the robot do its job."
Well, you know, at the time he was still like very surprised.
Yeah, he definitely did like 50 push-ups.
mm-hmm.
I think he did. Probably he did
took
more
the
than 50.
He took the advice from Chris Evans and Anthony Mackie. Like, I got one of those scenes. Let me get a little pump. Get a little pump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was like, "All right, action."
Yeah,
I work out.
I work out.
But all the abs aside, he delivered such a good performance in this. Like when we got down to the acting and the meat of it all, like he made me feel emotions.
Yep.
I feel like he fast forwarded through way too much.
Yep.
There was more he needed to see in there. I just felt so bad for him.
Yeah. When it's rough, my God, man. When he was watching his family die, like when he was watching his mom and Odin just like Odin vanishing, saying, "I love you, my sons. Remember this place. This is home." and like go into dust, like you could feel all of his emotions washing over you because he is so damn good at portraying and emoting. Like, watching it a second time and seeing him do that in like the second time, I was just like, you can't do this. You're not going to win. Like, it hurt.
Back.
Yeah, like, hold it back with tears. And just the way that he just gave up, where he was like, I killing people was part of the illusion.
Yeah.
Someone weak trying to.
They had a serious breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This was a really good session.
Yeah. Keep coming back.
When he realized that the people around the office were just using Infinity Stones for paperweights, he realized how powerful they were.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, it's amazing. Oh,
something that was pretty cool that I didn't notice on the first one, when the, what is it, B-15 lady, the lady who plays Ruby in
Lovecraft Country.
Oh, that's who it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love her.
When she had the Tesseract in hand and they walked through the, like the timekeeper portal or whatever, like the doorway, like the Tesseract was glowing really, really bright blue until they walked through the doorway and it immediately dimmed to almost nothing.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's that whole, like, you know, the Infinity Stones from the various multiverses only work in their verse. So it was like it was powering down.
Yeah, it's interesting. Really interesting line. I gotta say, I love it even more now that I'm really giving it some thought. The idea that he says, like, there's no magic here. There's no magic here in TVA.
Yeah.
And then he later, they walk into that room and Loki looks up and he's like, I thought you said there's no magic here. And he's like, there's not. And you know what the first Thor movie says? Like, magic is just science you don't understand yet. Yep. So that was Loki admitting he is looking at something he doesn't understand. That's rad. Mm-hmm. That's real rad. Like, Loki the Asgardian is looking at whatever this place is and going, this is science I don't understand.
Yeah.
That's so good.
This here is magic. And then Owen Wilson, Mobius is just like, nah.
Nah, that's just science that I do understand because I'm part of it. And that, man, yeah. It's just so cool. I love that we're getting like a real breakdown of a villain. Like, he is villain Loki, and I love that they didn't let him off the hook for all of his like crimes that he'd done before. They really hold his feet to the fire. They show him doing his most brutal actions, like the removal of the eye. And
God.
Yeah.
My favorite's when he just agrees with himself. He's like, absolutely what that guy said. It's me.
That was so good. Precisely. That was so good.
That guy, he's got it.
I like when backed into a corner, Loki knows that it's wrong / like that he's not winning anyone over by saying, yeah, I love to cause pain. Like, he doesn't want to admit that he likes to cause pain, and he doesn't. He's like really like, no, I don't like it. I do it for a reason, because I am trying to help these people by controlling them. Like, and it's just sort of this, but you're not just controlling them, you're doing all these bad things. It shows all these people that you cause pain to. And I just love that, like, the idea of putting a villain on a TV show and not just being like, all right, they're better now, we like him already. Because they could have just brought him here, told the story from his perspective, and we could have just been along for the ride. But they took the time to be like, no, we're not going to like just let you skate by the fact that you were just killing all these people and you were just trying to take over the earth and you betray everyone you're around. Like, they really, I just love that. I think it's so cool.
Yeah. And I love that Mobius goes straight to the point and is like, you don't cooperate with people whenever you're trying to get close to them and eventually betray them. Like, come on. Mm-hmm. We both know that we know you better than that. You're not fooling anybody here, Loki.
I kind of want to see what the people are saying, but I know Ashley doesn't necessarily have time.
I've been looking. Rob Reese says, we spoke about how I loved Sam's counseling of Bucky's issues on that episode of Fatas. I think the end of this episode did the same for Loki to help him out before the series. You need a somber Loki for what they want him for and not the delusional power hungry version of him.
Yeah.
They're like actually making him go through some sort of, not necessarily redemptive arc yet, but like they're making him face up to his crimes. This was kind of the real trial of Loki to some degree, like really making him fess up to like what he's doing and why he's doing it. It was cool.
Yeah. Yeah. The, like after watching it a second time, I can really see the difference in beginning of the episode Loki versus end of the episode Loki. Like he goes through so much and you just see this like steep decline of confidence as time is going on. Like even before the title card hits, when that one guy was like, I didn't get a ticket. He, you know, I tried to ask that guy for a ticket, but like, you know, a minute or two before he was like, I'm not taking a ticket. This isn't a freaking deli. Like he immediately gets just neutralized, completely dissipated.
Whatever that is.
Yeah. And Loki was just like, oh shit. Where's my ticket? Oh God. Like, I have it. It's right here. It's right here. Don't vaporize me.
Did you guys talk about their Men in Black bomb?
You know, for sure. Yeah. The reset charge. Well, I don't consider it a Men in Black bomb. It doesn't just really erase memories. It erases, as far as I understand it, the timeline.
Listen, I am a simple woman.
My point, and I made this last night, and you can tell what you think about it. My point is that this charge is not just like erasing people or putting them back. It is destroying that timeline, which means it is destroying a universe. So each one of those bombs is destroying a universe. Like, that's crazy. And it even destroyed the universe that Loki was created in, which is the same universe that, the Ancient One was fighting on that rooftop. So like the very universe that we saw in the time travel story, where the Ancient One was like fighting on the rooftop, he just killed that version of the Ancient One, you know? Like, that's crazy.
He killed a copy of that version of the Ancient One.
That's what I mean by a version.
Well, like, that one still exists, where she had that conversation with Banner. Yeah.
No. No.
Yes.
That was what was supposed to have happened.
Yeah, that was supposed to happen. And that did happen. The branch of Loki getting the Tesseract was different.
That was that thing that she was like, this went that way.
Yeah, it would have created like three different branches off of the main timeline if each of the Infinity Stones that they were going for had been lost in some way. Instead, we only got the one extra branch because the Tesseract got taken.
No, but they all traveled to the same location together and then all traveled away together.
They weren't in the same moment, though, when they got their stones. No, they went back to same moment, but then they dispersed to go and do their individual tasks.
They are affecting the same molecules. If you just want to like break it down, they're affecting the same air molecules as they move through the world. They enter at the same city at the same place.
Your argument of every single choice, every single possible choice makes a branch timeline means that there are four possible timelines. From not just four, there's four, one for each individual stone, but then there's like, what if these two got lost, but that one stayed good? That's another branch timeline. What if these two got lost and that one stayed good? That's a branch timeline. There's at least six extra timelines here. And all of those, except for this one where the Tesseract is gone, is the one that got back to normal. Because they were supposed to happen that way.
No, because they meet back up to travel the future together.
No, they don't.
Don't they?
No. Oh, no.
Okay, I'm thinking of Ant-Man, but still, I still stand by it.
You're still wrong.
No, you're wrong. You're straight up wrong.
No, you're wrong.
You're wrong. I don't have a horse in this game.
They said even if you just are late for a day of work, so any small change creates a timeline. Right. That's what the TVA says. It's the butterfly effect, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this one individual instance of the Tesseract.
They're in the same city at the same time. Their butterflies are flapping their wings.
But they're not doing the same actions.
But then Loki made a separate timeline when he took the time stone, which created
which
like,
was
that
created
branch.
By the actions of the six people that were in that city.
Right, but then the time people fixed that.
Exactly, destroying
and took
the timeline.
That away. But it didn't kill the one or it didn't take away the one that was talking to the Hulk. It took away the other one that was created from the alternate timeline.
Oh my God. Maybe this is why Fox hates time travel.
They said if you change an action at all, though.
But the time people can take that shit back, though. That's like their thing. They can fix it.
By destroying timelines. That's what they do.
Cap brought the stones back, right? He gave the time stone back to the Ancient One right there. Trim that possible timeline branch. He brought, what was the other one in 2012?
The Soul Stone.
The disagreement we're having here is because of two things. It's because the Ancient One said removing a time stone is what creates a branch timeline because it's such a large event.
An Infinity Stone, yeah.
The TVA, who is pretty powerful and outside of that universe, said that even if you miss a day of work, you are causing a branch timeline.
Between the two, I would trust the TVA.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So I trust the TVA, and they say the smallest change. So as soon as they enter that timeline, they've shifted the timeline.
Your confirmation bias is killing me, Matt.
Or they fix it by saying what happened with the Avengers was what was supposed to happen, and that's the actual timeline. So all of that was what was supposed to happen.
Except for Loki getting away.
Wasn't, which is why they went and got him, and they fixed it immediately.
Right, by destroying the timeline he was in, which was the timeline that the Ancient
by
was in.
By destroying that one branch of the timeline.
But she was... Yeah, she was in the one with the Avengers.
If Cap never came back to bring the Time Stone back to her, that would have created a separate third branch timeline that should not have happened. But because he did come back and give that back to her, it did not have to be trimmed because that's what was supposed to happen.
I agree that you can create multiple timelines after they come back, but I think the moment they enter the story, they created a branch timeline. The six of them coming back to the same moment in New York and landing together,
they created one branch timeline. That was what was supposed to happen.
That one line of dialogue
fixes that. They were like, that's the actual timeline.
Yeah. I mean, Mobius said specifically what the Avengers did.
They shut Loki down real quickly with him.
Was supposed to happen.
And I was agreeing with him until they dropped that bomb. Like, no, that is the timeline. That was what was supposed to happen.
So what you're saying is the original timeline, they always loop back. Even though that's specifically what Tony Stark says does not happen. So now they're disagreeing with Tony Stark and how quantum mechanics works then.
Well, Tony Stark doesn't understand it the way that the TVA does. He's not the fucking expert on time travel.
Well, I would agree with you, except they also, they say you can't go back and affect the same timeline you're in. So that doesn't make sense with, these are three different versions of time travel and none of the three explanations make sense together.
That's, I think, why they took all that time to, like, explain to us what the master timeline was. And what the Avengers did was in our master timeline that makes everything flow forward.
I trust the TVA.
When they say the Avengers were supposed to do that, I took that as the Avengers were supposed to go back, create branch timelines to grab the stones from, return those stones, then they're still going to destroy those timelines. But the master timeline is the timeline where they left to go retrieve things from the past. That's how I took that line. Because it actually makes sense with the way that Tony Stark describes quantum mechanics. Then this all disagrees with Endgame then.
Yeah. But what Loki said made it make sense. Because he was like, they're the ones that you want to come get on trial. They were coming back to stop me. And they were like, no, what they were doing was what was supposed to happen. And that, I don't know. I feel like it's not clean, but they put a nice little bow on that so we could move forward.
It doesn't make sense with the Endgame, the way time travel works, the Endgame. It doesn't make sense with the fact that Thanos came forward.
It doesn't have to, because the TVA is the authority. It's literally in their name.
Sure. But what they did in Endgame worked, so Tony Stark knew what he was talking about.
Just because it worked doesn't necessarily mean that it was right.
No, this Ultron. Doesn't. They created branch timelines. The timelines they go back to are branches. We know because Thanos left one of them, and they have to kill two Thanoses. So you can't say
Cap said he's trimming the branches. He literally said I'm trimming the branches.
Right, but you can't trim a branch that big by just returning a stone.
But the TVA also told you that this was what was supposed to happen, and you're choosing not to listen to them there, but choosing to listen to them here.
It's what's supposed to happen in the sacred timeline. The TVA is only allowing one sacred timeline, so they can't allow four other timelines to have been spawned by the actions.
If Loki hadn't done what he would have done, everything gets set back to where it's supposed to be, except I will agree with you on two things. One, they should go after Cap. Two, they should go after Gamora.
Right.
Yeah. It leaves some open questions.
Right. No, see the way I took it is that the sacred timeline was always meant that the Avengers were supposed to do what they're supposed to do. And what that means is that in the sacred timeline, they were supposed to create branch timelines that they can steal Infinity Stones from, return all of the life in the universe, return those Infinity Stones because they think that matters, but the TVA destroyed those timelines, is going to destroy those timelines anyway because they're branches. That's the only way that all three movies make sense together.
If Cap had not gone back to put the Time Stone and the other Infinity Stones back where they had gotten them from, if he had not gone back to do that, then that would have created a branch timeline in the present for their present as well, which would have gotten the TVA on Cap's ass because he's not supposed to keep that case,
right,
or he's supposed to go back.
He would have had a time stone.
Right.
Yeah.
He's supposed to go back to put those back.
They're still branches.
But it's not as significant as being like with the time stone or with an infinity stone. That's why he got flagged.
We still got branches all over the place in Endgame, and they went back and destroyed those branches. The TVA did. Not because that they can't allow those branches to continue.
I don't think so.
Every action they took changes the timeline.
He returned the stone to exactly when it was gone. That's exactly what was stated.
Yeah,
in
but they to carry information with them. That's what happened to Thanos. Thanos goes back and travels to the future because they carried information. Another scene I was watching this week in Endgame that changes dramatically when you think about it is when Banner goes to the Ancient One and tells her, "Hey, the magician gave me this thing. It's Doctor Strange gave me this. Stephen Strange gave me this to bring to you." Sorry, I was thinking of what Tony
the
called
magician?
Him. Remember what Tony called him, the dime store magician, when he said the dime store magician
the
gave
Bleecker
up the store.
Magician.
Bleecker Street magician. right. That's what I was thinking of. When he goes to her and gives her that, she says, "No, he's not supposed to be here for 5 more years." So she knows about Doctor Strange. She knows his mission. She knows all this stuff. Then he tells her, "But he gave it to me." And she says, "Wait, what?" Banner says, "I don't know. Maybe he made a mistake." And she said, "Or I did." And that made me think, I never brought this up because I just thought of it this week when I was watching the movie, but like, that is the Ancient One learning that Doctor Strange did something to give up the stone. She gives the stone to amend her mistake that she feels like she made by giving it to Doctor Strange in that moment. She's like, "I chose Doctor Strange. He did not live up to his," which to me made me think in that branch timeline, the Ancient One now is not so sure about Doctor Strange.
Well, she wouldn't have said he's supposed to be the best of us.
Exactly. He was supposed to be the best of us. And then
he's meant to be.
He's meant to be this. Then she says, "Or maybe I made a mistake." So she's saying, "Maybe I made a mistake by choosing Doctor Strange to follow him in my footsteps."
I think that she's saying that she made a mistake in not giving him the stone.
Yeah, because she wouldn't have immediately given him the stone if she thought she was making a mistake about Doctor Strange.
If he's not supposed to follow in my footsteps, I shouldn't give the stone to this person who was sent by him.
Oh, well, unless she thinks she made a mistake in this. The current her was planning to make a mistake that was going to destroy half the life in a universe. And she's like, "Maybe this is my fault." And she gives the stone. That's what she says. "Or maybe I made a mistake."
I think it's very likely that she meant I made a mistake in, like, you know, the previous timeline or whatever, the previous version of the timeline where she didn't give the stone away to Banner, or like 5 minutes beforehand in their conversation.
Oh,
she wasn't just like, "Hey, maybe you do need the stone because Doctor Strange said that, you know, you're here for it."
I don't know. Regardless, my point is, Banner, you want to say that's not a branch, but Banner carries information about the future to Ancient One that she does not have. And she has a bunch of information about the future, but he still is carrying information. That creates a branch. If going to work at the wrong time creates a branch or whatever, then carrying information about super powerful beings back to other super powerful beings who are going to make decisions going forward creates a branch. All these are branches. TVA has to destroy them. That's what they do.
All right, Matt, I'm going to go ahead and say this one more time. You're wrong, but everybody in the chat wants us to move on because they're tired of hearing us argue about the rules of time travel, this fictional thing that we're watching on the TV.
Well, my version makes all three work. That's all I'm saying. Let's move on.
It really doesn't, but okay, let's move on. Doctor Strange is a cheat code. You're right, Dr. Khaled Berkeley.
Well, you know, the good thing is I was worried we'd have enough to talk about today because we already had a little bit of a conversation about it last night. But, you know, 15 minutes on time travel, I'll do that any day. I love that.
oh yeah, I wish it had just been 15 minutes on time travel.
Well, I wish it had only been 15 minutes on Mephisto, but I spent 6 weeks doing that.
What are you talking about?
It was
6 weeks. That was 8 weeks, 9 weeks. Come on,
I was being kind.
And then also this week, because we got a picture of Mephisto. And there was the bug at the beginning, the bug in the desert, in the Gobi Desert. I was like, that's Mephisto right there.
I saw the bug in the desert and immediately she thought y'all were going to bring up Mephisto.
Devil.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Well, better to fight a devil than a god.
Yeah. What if this is Mephisto, whatever, trying to destroy this timeline and like he's in Loki, this other Loki is working for or with him or whatever.
Yeah.
Could be good. Ooh, could be good.
Yeah, no, that's if okay, so Mobius said that Loki has never been meant to be the guy in charge, never been meant to be the ruler, the main character of the story. He's only meant to screw people up and do bad things to make other people better, the best versions of themselves. That includes Mephisto. He's working for Mephisto to make Mephisto a better version of himself. Mephisto confirmed.
I don't like that.
Until next time, true believers.
It'd be really funny if, like, that was some sort of just, like, code that you say and then the stream ends.
Why did everything just stop? Like,
it just cut out. What happened?
All the recordings stop right there. Like, all of it's done.
Then it would be Mephisto confirmed.
It could be interesting. This is time travel, and, like, I just don't know if the TVA and all of this is the... I don't know, man. I don't want to go down too many Mephisto holes because I feel like it made people sad, but I also feel like the TVA might be leading to new things, like more things other than just this time travel story. But we thought that about WandaVision and then that was it. The multiverse.
They're leading straight into Multiverse of Madness. Like, they said the words madness and multiversal war.
I just like when people put things down in like cartoon form and easy for me to understand. Like the way that they explained how everything worked and the multiverse. I was like, more of that, please.
I love it. Yes. I love it so much. I say it over and over. People always talk about like show and don't tell. I love good exposition scenes like that when they're cleverly done with good, like style. And I just loved it. I love it so much. What else we got going on in the chat? Who else is tagging us and stuff?
Haley says that Feige was quoted as saying this show will have the biggest impact on the upcoming MCU.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Theo G. Hiccup says, this may have been discussed in a previous cast because it sounds vaguely familiar, but what is the kablooey gum candy thing?
I don't know that it is anything necessarily, but it definitely seems to have a meaning of some sort.
I think it's just
gum. I'm not sure.
I wanted it to be Turkish Delight so bad.
Oh my God.
I wanted it to just be like, oh man, Zemo somehow got all the power and he's running around doing this stuff.
CJ Hunt says, is Kang the timekeeper?
Is Kang a timekeeper?
The timekeeper.
I mean, is anybody the timekeeper?
I've seen that a little bit really? In the chat too.
I mean, if you look
I don't have an
at
answer.
The facility that they were in, like,
isn't he going to be introduced in Ant-Man?
Yeah, MN3 Quantum Mania.
Unless he's introduced here. Mania. Also, I gotta say this. Just a lot of times when similar casting people work on a show, they will get similar cast on different shows.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who played Tick in Lovecraft Country is playing Kang, and Ms. Rogers was also in Lovecraft Country, and she's playing this officer of the TVA. So, like, I could totally see if whoever was doing the casting for this whole elements, parts of the universe, might... I don't know. I could see this stuff leading to Kang, is what I'm saying.
No, yeah, you got it there. That is an absolutely brilliant prediction.
Thanks, bud. Thank you.
That's a... That's a good chef's, or what was it? What was it?
Oh, French kiss. That's a French kiss.
That's a great French kiss.
Last night, BBK was trying to say chef's kiss. Like, great job, chef's kiss. He was like, great job, French kiss.
He's like, French kiss the writers. I'm like, don't do that.
You can't say that anymore.
Not in the office, BBK. Not in the office.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Sorry. I meant chef's kiss. So funny. That cracked me up.
Anyway.
What else we got in the chat?
Waterfall Angel says, can we talk about the opening score? Was that a theremin?
Theremin.
Funny story, a theremin. I told Ken that I want that instrument so bad. So he said, as soon as I get a house, he'll get that for me. And aww, I'm just waiting. I can't wait to be like, I just can't wait. I love them so much.
You really should add that to your repertoire of things that you do, Ash. Like
But I don't do it yet.
Podcast. No,
but
no,
I know
I'm saying,
I can.
I'm saying you should. Like, podcaster, voice actress, theremin player. Like, such a weird
player. Right? They're so
fire
cool.
Dancer. Or was fire dancer.
Fire breather.
Ashley's weird. Ashley's weird and cool.
My resume is fucked.
I see this 2-year gap in your resume. What were you doing? Oh, I was fire dancing and podcasting.
What? I was living in the dirt like a peasant for 2 months, but it was fun. And then another one from Waterfall Angel that says, I love that Thor and Loki had a bet where the loser had to hijack a plane on Midgard. Like, what the, or WTF, LOL.
That was so funny. So funny. The DB Cooper scene.
It's weird on that, though, where awesome. He said, I was young and lost a bet. Like,
right.
You were young in the 70s? In the 1970s?
Not that young. That's when I can't even say what it was. Can I say this
yeah.
on the podcast?
Say it.
Okay.
Probably not.
One of my friends once told us a story about the Ring of Power from Lord of the Rings. And he had found the Ring of Power. It came with his box set of Lord of the Rings. And then he had to go to the hospital because he got it stuck somewhere.
Oh, God.
Because it was the Ring of Power, and he thought it'd be funny.
It's not the Ring of Power. Come on.
Yes, precisely. So that, you know, guy being guy, whatever. We all laughed, and he was joking. He was saying it happened when he was like 12 years old, and it was embarrassing, and da-da-da-da. Anyway, we did a little research and found out that box set came out when he was like 24.
Oh, great.
He was like, yeah, man, when I was a kid, this happened when I was a kid, and it was like 4 years.
He was like, Ma! Call the cops!
He literally had to have his mom take him to the emergency room.
Mom, call the cops!
He told us this whole story, and he was telling us he was like 12, and it turned out he was like 24, and we just lost it, man. It's the best story.
I mean, I totally get it, but that sucks.
Yeah, for sure. I totally get it. But
so what else are you going to do with the Ring of Power?
Yeah, what else are you going to do?
You're going to try
it
on.
Rings?
One ring to rule them all. Ma! Call the cops!
Mom! Okay, let's move on.
Okay, let's wrap it up.
It's one ring to bring them all in the darkness, bind them. It's not good.
It's in the darkness, bound me.
Oh, God.
All right.
Poor guy. Arbery said, I think that the people behind the TVA will be the ultimate villains in this series. I think the variant Loki will be the anti-hero. Let's hope they stick to that, because he's always the anti-hero.
What is he gathering? What is he gathering the charges for? Like, originally, I said he's going to blow
Lady
up the
Loki?
TVA, but that maybe, like, my first thought was he's going to blow up the TVA, but that seems too pedestrian, right? What if he's gathering them for someone like Kang?
Ooh,
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What if it is someone who wants, like? We talked about it last night. You talked about him blowing up the TVA or something like that. And we just don't know if that's how those charges work. Because the TVA is probably somewhere outside of time. So, like, Can it can you reset time outside of time? I don't know. Can you use a reset charge? But it seems like he's trying to craft his own reality. So, like, I don't know. It seems to me like someone who wants to take over the TVA. And I think Ashley is dead on when she says Lady Loki. Not necessarily Lady Loki, but I do think it is not Tom Hiddleston Loki. Because otherwise, the last scene would have showed him. Right? Because, like, they say it's a variant of Loki, and then it cuts to the last scene of a hooded figure stealing that charge
whoever
and killing all those people.
Held up that lantern had wrists very similar to mine.
Oh, yeah?
That's all I'm saying.
Well, that I think Lady Loki's probably most likely, but I think there's a reason. I think it's almost confirmed that it's not Tom Hiddleston, because they would have shown him in that scene. It would have been the big reveal. They would have, like, it's a variant of you, and then it would have cut to Tom Hiddleston in a field killing a bunch of guys and stealing that charge.
Right.
But instead, they kept him hooded,
like,
which
the
means,
super sinister look.
Yeah, 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 like evil Hiddleston versus good Hiddleston, you know, like, which could be fascinating. I love that kind
slender,
of stuff.
Ladylike.
I mean, it's Tom Hiddleston.
Gender fluid, baby.
He's gender fluid, baby.
Oh, God. I just want to take a moment to talk about, like, thank you for your cheekbones, Tom. And I'm done.
Thank you
my
for
God.
Your cheekbones, Tom.
He was just, like, he would start his monologues, and I would just get lost. Like, I could hear him talking, but I was just taken to a different place. They didn't hear him. I was just really soothed by the sound of his voice. And that's all anybody can ever ask for.
That's a magical really place.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like it's about time to stop. Thank you for joining us on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. We'll be back real soon with more Loki talk on Monday. So if you want to get your feedback in, send it to mcucast@gmail.com. If you want to support the podcast, keep these coming. We're doing 3 a week now, so we're making a lot of content for you guys. If you are appreciative of that, please go to patreon.com/mcucast and join the Patreon. That would be wonderful. We love you all. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.
Bye!
Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv and available at youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit strandedpanda.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.